Morning, everyone. My name is Indah Rashida from campus UiTM Punca Perdana, and I would like to give a public speaking and awareness on the pros and cons of artificial intelligence that brings to the working industry. Now, what is artificial intelligence? It is described as technology that enables computers and machines to simulate human-like intelligence and including problem-solving capabilities. I'm pretty sure all of you guys have experienced and played around with AI, like ChatGPT, AI image generators, even using those text summarizers or paraphrases. But before this, there's also things that you've used, like Google Maps or even Siri on your iPhone. There's also face recognition, image recognition, and so forth. Now, based on my research, according to Haptic Networks, AI is predicted to have a strong impact on economic growth, with an estimated 40% increase in productivity by 2024, just by that year. And experts are in saying that the rise of AI's use in the working industry, the more questionability of its benefits and its negatives that it brings to the working industry. Because of this, I want to shed some light on the pros and cons that accompany this topic, one that hopefully elaborates the topic a bit more properly but raises some crucial questions about our future. Now, let us first venture into the realm of the pros of artificial intelligence. It is considered to have many benefits for businesses, industries. It can quickly process large amount of data, which can save a huge amount of time and money to a lot of companies who are struggling with them. Tasks that used to take a long time can now be done much faster with AI. This helps companies save money and be more productive. AI can also be considered to be more accurate, which is important in fields like medical and healthcare, which its tools can help doctors detect disease early by analyzing medical images in detail. And then there's in manufacturing, AI-powered robots can assemble a lot of products quite a bit more accurately, reducing mistakes and waste that most humans probably have multiple times they have been fixing to do that. Now, because of this, there's also AI-powered analytics, which are also perfect for organizations seeking to enhance decision-making processes by distilling large data sets into the most important actionable insights. AI empowers company stakeholders with a better understanding of market trends and consumer behavior in their industry. Yet, of course, now as we delve deeper, we encounter the shadow of cons that loom over this particular topic. This is the one that I've personally been experiencing the most on social media, and one of the reasons why I chose this topic. One of the most obvious concerns is the displacement of human workers. Automation driven by AI has the potential to replace certain job roles, leading to a lot of unemployment to certain sectors in the working industry. This shift raises ethical and social questions about the responsibility to those whose livelihoods are greatly affected by this. One of the massive effects that I've seen personally on social media, especially, is mainly involving using actual real people's voices. Maybe it's fine to play around with it, like on AI covers, but imagine being the person whose voice has been taken, whose voice has been taken. Imagine being the person that voice belongs to. Especially on the voice acting industry. You wouldn't like it if your voice is being taken and used without your permission, right? I've seen so many voice actors raising awareness on and their problems on this particular aspect, and I personally think it is completely justifiable. There's also the over-reliance on using AI for work projects, which is another thing I've witnessed on social media, but also the things that we have also used on our assignments and stuff. For example, I have witnessed one movie director using AI generated images for their projects, and the comments are filled with negative and criticism on using AI. Again, I find this justifiable, as because this can cause the loss of human human creativity and intuition, which are crucial for problem solving and innovation. I mean, we can't always just rely on AI all the time, especially since AI has its flaws, especially with AI-generated images. So why can't they just simply rely on, simply do use their own talents on and just do their job properly without relying on AI? So because of this, there's also increased bias and inequality, which can happen because of AI being able to perpetrate and amplify biases, which exist in the data they're trained on, potentially leading to unfair or discriminatory outcomes. Because of this, after evaluating further, taking a balanced approach for AI is crucial. When integrating AI, it is necessary to have thorough policies and regulations in place to promote ethical use and prevent unintended consequences. This way, it'd be easier to control them, and so no human in the work industry can ever get fired. By investing in retraining and upskilling programs, the effects of job displacement can be lessened, enabling workers to adjust to the changing changing technological environment. As we wrap up our this journey on AI, we're reminded that AI, artificial intelligence, dual role in the workplace. Its ability to boost efficiency and innovation is unmatched, but it also presents quite a lot of challenges that require careful thought and action. The decisions we make now will impact the future, so it's up to all of us to ensure that AI contributes to progress and inclusivity. That is all for me. Thank you.